Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. We're with Danny Beyer. Danny Beyer is known far and wide as the networking guru. He's the guy that people go to say, okay, hey, look, I meet a lot of people, but how do I better network? And that's what we're going to talk about. He is at the AMA 16 experience here in Take Two. It's called the AMA. AMA High. All right, Take Two. Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Glad that you're hanging out with us this afternoon. We are with Danny Beyer, who spoke this week to the AMA Experience 16. That was the American Marketing Association Iowa chapter marketing conference that was held in Johnston earlier. And he talked about the ability to better network. Welcome back to the News Hour, Danny. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me again, Michael. I appreciate it.
So talk to us a little bit. You know, marketers are absolutely natural networkers, aren't they?
That's probably a good assumption. However, I have yet to find a group of individuals in any profession who are naturals at networking. There will always be a few exceptions. There will be those individuals who are, but there will still be the vast majority who hate the word networking, or the term networking gives them shivers down their spine.
You know, when we talk about networking, I mean, that's been such a buzzword. Before that, it was social interaction. Before that, it was cocktail parties. You know, it's been all kinds of things. But in any situation, we are really networking, and we are actually trying to sell what it is that we are and who we are.
I would totally agree, and I can even go back before cocktail parties. My dad and I were sitting on the porch swing earlier or this past fall, and I was talking about networking, and he looked at me after a while and he goes, Danny, do you know what we used to call networking in my age? And I said, no, Dad, what? He smiled and he goes, talking to people, you idiot. He's the one who really clarified that networking really has gotten blown out of proportion. What it comes down to is, can you talk to people?
They say that individuals are so afraid of moving forward, giving a speech in front of somebody is absolutely, they fear it worse than death. Does networking sometimes bring that same level of anxiety?
It definitely does. And I've done studies on it that most people associate networking with that same type of fear for public speaking. The best advice that I have for dealing with those types of things is really to get out of your comfort zone and just do it. You have to go experience it. Find a friend who is good at networking or who you admire. Ask them to go to an event with you. Once you go through it once and understand you're not going to physically die or throw up, it gets a lot easier.
And that really was your story. I've read the book, and your story was that you had to force yourself into a networking experience, and you've learned a lot from that.
Yes, sir. The very first networking event I went to, I actually couldn't get out of the car. I sat in the parking lot and pulled in and out of the parking space four times before a stranger came in, almost physically pulled me out of the car and brought me in with him.
All right, let's talk about three specific things that people can learn to do, that they can take away from this interview, that will help them down the road of networking. What three things can you share with people that will help them maybe belie their fear?
The first one is really to get over the term networking, because what it really comes down to is talking to people. So standing in line at the grocery store and making small talk with the cashier is networking. Going for drinks after work with coworkers or with a prospect is networking. It's really just talking to people. The second thing is ask great questions. We always get bottled up with how do we have a good conversation. It really comes down to a couple key questions. My favorite is always, what's your story? It lets the person you're talking to decide. It's broad. It lets the person decide where to go with the conversation, so they can talk about where they grew up, what they do for fun, who they might know that you know, charities they're involved in, whatever else really comes to mind. The final and third step is, go ahead and ask that friend. Go ahead and ask that buddy to go with you to the event, because if you can have someone there to lean on, to watch, to mentor, it's really a lot easier. You'll feel more comfortable, and chances are you'll get more out of it.
You know, we've just been through the Iowa caucus, and if anybody really wanted an opportunity to see how networking was done, follow any of those politicians around for just 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I would totally agree. It was amazing to see all of those individuals out stumping around the state days on end, no sleep, and yet they still got up and were able to do it and just go and share their message and share what they wanted to say. That brings up a great point, because if you have something you're passionate about and love telling a story, you can ignite the passion of others around you. So as you're networking, listen for those great stories, but have a good story to share as well.
Danny Beyer is his name. He does have a book, by the way. It's called The Ties That Bind. Have you sold any books here during the AMA Experience 60?
I haven't yet, but we haven't really pushed them here up to this point. So maybe after lunch, we'll bring some in.
All right. Danny Beyer, you can find out more on his website, and or just Google The Ties That Bind Danny Beyer. You'll find out much more about this networking guru. I hate to call it that, because you're just a conversationalist.
That's really all that it is. Just out there enjoying what I'm doing and talking with as many people as will have coffee with me.
There you go. Thanks so very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.